Got Water Bureau staff standing by for the last one. You want to do that now, Nick? Is that
okay?
Want to do that?
If they're here.
Yep. So let's do 763, please.
Declare surplus property at 4 Water Bureau locations and request authorization to dispose of properties.
So, Mayor and colleagues, under the new surplus property policy, we have big surplus properties and small surplus properties, and the properties in the small category that bypass some of the more robust public process are properties where there may be we have a small piece, a very small piece of property, or there's a potential cloud on the title or something that needs to be resolved. And I've asked the director to come forward periodically with the ones that are sort of routine things that we can just dispose of, and we've aggregated these as 4 relatively non-controversial. Mike, take it away.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. We're here today to seek permission to dispose of 4 pieces of property. The rules that we're doing this under is Category 1 of the policy that Council just approved. It may have one or more of these characteristics: under $50,000, clouded title, as the Commissioner mentioned, size, shape, location, condition, restrictions imposed upon the property are deemed by the controlling bureau to be useful only to the adjacent owners, and sometimes even land use or city ordinances may not be able to dispose of. So what I quickly want to do is show you a picture of these 4 pieces of property, and I think it will all become clear. 3141 Northeast 148 is that little yellow square you see there.
Yellow triangle?
Square? Yeah.
Triangle.
He's an engineer.
He's an engineer.
He's an engineer, not a mathematician. I've
been trying very hard to not be the chief engineer anymore. So sorry.
Didn't work.
I guess it's convincing.
Yeah.
So we have this small triangle of property. It's 3,000 square feet, roughly. There's deed restrictions and so on. Basically, the surrounding property controls our access via an easement. We only get the easement if it's used for water purposes. So the minute it's not used for water purposes, then we lose the easement and nobody can get at it. It really should revert to them. The second piece of property is on Northwest Skyline Road.
This is what we call a canoe.
It's a canoe. I won't call it a box or a triangle. What this really is the result of multiple, I hate to say that surveyors make errors, but somewhere between us and the County Highway Department and PBOT have all got slightly different surveys of this. And after talking with all of the relevant parties, the simplest way to clean this up is to do what we're going to do, which is basically work with the owner of the bar to give them their property because it sits right in the middle of their driveway. It's really an artifact of small surveying errors over about 50 years.
Okay. Surveyors do make mistakes. Anybody who's ever been down Division would know that.
Yes. And there are also datum problems in Multnomah and Clackamas County that sometimes confuse things. On Tomahawk Island Drive, it's really hard to see this in the picture, but in this one, there are overlapping easements here. This is a well that we inherited from Hayden Island in the early 90s when we took over the Hayden Island water system. We have never used it. It's in the Harbor Master's backyard, and we intend to work with the Harbor Master and just end up with it in his possession. The last one is kind of more interesting. That is a box, I think, or at least a parallelogram. You can kind of see where it sits. And here's a little more close-up picture. This property is surrounded on all sides, all 4 sides, including across the back. You can see our tank over there on the right-hand side, kind of upper right. That kind of blue blob is the top of Willalton Tank. And this property is surrounded on all sides by the homeowner that owns the house on the left side of the picture. It really can go to no one else. It's just quite simply the fair and right thing to do. It's about 10,000 square feet but it's in this gentleman's backyard, and he owns all the surrounding property, including a small slice across the back where it abuts our property. Those are the four parcels. We're seeking authorization to make a deal with the parties and dispose of them. And honestly, this process costs more than any of the properties are worth.
Okay. All right. Any questions for the Bureau on this disposition? All right. Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, passes to second reading. We